It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
We who live on the treeless high plains know how precious our few and fleeting examples of colorful fall foliage are. In town yards and along rural creeks and low places, we can gaze upon golden yellows and a few oranges and reds, but we have to look fast because our grassy prairies, hot days, skimpy rainfall, and high winds don't let much color stay too long. But the real deciding factor determining the growth cycle of plants is sunshine, and in particular, the length of days. And this process begins around the end of June, after the summer solstice begins to diminish the amount of daylight hours. By the time autumn rolls around, the nights are longer than the days. Since plants need sunshine to produce chlorophyll, this greening process slows and finally stops, allowing other leaf pigments that have actually been there all the time to become visible. Reds, purples, oranges, and yellows come out to play and give us a brief taste of autumn glory before the trees go dormant, cutting off the food supply to leaves that then fall to the ground or travel where our infamous winds will take them. In the spring, a reverse process kicks in as plants emerge from their winter or darkness dormancy and prepare to set flowers and fruit. Most temperate, woody plants require a period of between 500 to 1,000 hours of cold dormancy to survive, and many, like peach trees, cannot set fruit if it hasn't been cold enough for an extended period of time. That's basically why peaches, a sweet fruit that would seem to thrive in warm areas, aren't grown in tropical climates. They need those cold winter times to keep them dormant for an extended period of time before they'll burst into bloom. The same concept is true of many plants, and they fall into one of three categories: short day, long day, or day neutral. This last term describes tomatoes, roses, corn, cotton, and beans. Plants that bloom regardless of day or night length. But onions and strawberries come in all three categories, so you need to consider the latitude and day length of your garden when planting. Short day plants require long nighttime periods of 12 to 16 hours of darkness to succeed in setting blooms. Chrysanthemums are one of the most beloved fall flowering plants because they fit right into the short sunny days and long cool nights of September, October, and November to look their best. Seasonal plants like Christmas cactus and poinsettias require absolute darkness from early evening to mid-morning to bring on holiday blooms. Greenhouses regulate their light and dark hours to provide colorful plants from Thanksgiving through the Christmas holidays. If you decide to try and bring back last year's plants for this year's blooms, you'll need a closet, curtained room, or big cardboard box to keep the light out each night for at least a month. But don't forget they need short day sun and plenty of water and nutrients to bring their holiday cheer in on schedule. And the same is pretty much true if you're trying to assure some fall foliage color. A feeding schedule and plenty of water during the spring and summer will help nature's timepieces to make and keep their colorful changes when cooler days and longer nights turn on their autumn alarm clocks.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini and produced by the staff at HPPR. To listen to other Growing on the High Plains episodes, visit hppr.org.